Threats facing the safety of the global food supply now and in the future will be discussed during a two-day conference in Dublin's Convention Centre. 300 delegates from all around the world are at the event, which has been organised by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. They will be looking at ways to boost the food supply in a sustainable way as the world's population continues to grow. Well, our reporter Tommy Mescal is at the Convention Centre for us this morning. Tommy.
Thanks, Audrey, and good morning from the Convention Centre here in Dublin City. The sun beaming through the glass facade. This is the place where, as you said, people from all over Europe and the world are gathering to discuss how to produce food safely as well as sustainably into the future. The world's population is set to reach almost 10 billion by 2050. That's according to the UN. So that brings with it the major challenge of trying to make sure that safety standards for food don't drop as food producers try and meet those population demands in a sustainable way. I'm joined by Dr. Bernard Earle, Executive Director of the European Food Safety Authority, Nick Andrews as well of Dawn Meats, and also Maeve Cushion of Creme Global is here. Her company advises its clients on packaging, and today she'll be talking about sustainable packaging. But first to Dr. Earle, sustainability, food sustainability is often spoken about, but threats to food safety is perhaps something that people might be less familiar with. What are the challenges that we face?
Well, thank you very much. But let's start with something positive. I think it's fair to say, at least for the European Union, that food has never been as safe as it is now. I think that's a good point, and that's thanks to relentless efforts by farmers, by producers, by national authorities, by EU institutions, a little bit also by EFSA maybe. That's a reason to celebrate, but it's not a reason for complacency, because there are many challenges still out. It's bacteria, it's viruses, it's foodborne diseases, it's chemicals we use in food production, it's innovation that brings new risks, it's global trade, it's climate change. So the menu that we have to deal with is still full.
You mentioned there innovation. How will innovation change how food is produced in the future?
Well, innovation offers, and we need innovation to meet the challenge that you mentioned, that we will have to feed 10 billion people in 2050. So technology is needed, but technology also brings new risks. Think of nanotechnology, think of genetic engineering. So we have to assess the risks so that we can use the benefits, but also make sure that food is safe. Because one thing should be clear, if it's not safe, it's not food.
You also have to boost the food supply. 2 billion growth over the next 30 years in the world's population. How can you do that sustainably? How can you strike the balance?
Well, there will be the need for many measures to be taken on decreasing demand for food, meaning we have to change our diets. We have to fight food loss and food waste. We will have to intensify food production while at the same time conserving biodiversity. So it needs a mix of measures. It's not one or the others. We will have to implement all of them to close this gap.
Because there's huge waste is a major problem in Europe.
Food waste, I think, is a major problem. I think it's also an ethical problem, because we waste between 20 and 30% of our food, and that's enormous. And much of that could be prevented. So we have to work on that more.
I'll cross over now to Maeve Cushion of Creme Global. You'll be speaking about packaging, sustainable packaging. Is it the case that plastic simply has to go?
I think that's unrealistic at this stage, because plastic offers very effective food packaging materials, and we simply don't have alternatives at this stage that are as effective. So, for example, plastics are very light to transport, and that in terms of the supply chain, that's very important in terms of energy consumption. But there are definitely some improvements can be made. And that phrase, reduce, reuse, recycle, you know, that order there is deliberate. And with the emphasis on reducing, so for example, reducing the amount of plastic that goes into a plastic bottle, for example, so which would lead to thinner bottles. And this, of course, would have a knock-on effect for consumer acceptability, for example.
We'd be used to seeing, let's say, perhaps nowadays, you know, compostable cups or straws, for example. But simply, you know, a massive switch over to those sort of packaging isn't necessarily a good idea. Why so?
Yeah, you've touched on a very interesting point there. I think the issue about compostability, biodegradability, these terms going around, we have to look at the supply chain, not just from farm to fork, but also beyond that to the end of life of those packaging materials. So we're talking about our waste streams.
Basically, do we have the infrastructure to compost all those cups?
So around the infrastructure, it's different in different European countries, and a project that I'm working on, GlowPack, it's funded by the European Commission, seeks to look at the specific impact sustainability-wise, depending on different countries, Ireland being one of them.
Switch over now to Nick Andrews of Dawn Meats. Brexit, it's hard to escape it nowadays. And it could have implications for food safety. You're the head of food safety at Dawn Meats. How do you see a no-deal Brexit, which is looming, how do you see that affecting food safety?
Thank you, Tommy. I should point out I'm from Dawn Farm Foods, but thank you for your question. I think in the longer term, the concern is going to be if regulations diverge and then there are different products and different specifications required, and then that's more complexity. But in the short term, with the no deal, I guess it's the main thing is whether the documentation and the delays are going to cause problems with supply chains between the two countries.
UK Land Bridge, we're familiar with this and you guys use it, but that could become a lot more problematic come the October deadline.
Certainly, yes. If there's additional time required to get to the continent, then Ireland needs to make sure that it's not at a competitive disadvantage to other places within the EU. So for a company like ourselves, for example, we've been testing the direct route from Ireland to France to make sure that that works, and encouraging the government to make sure that the capacity is there for Irish produce to go in both directions.
We'll leave it there. Look, thanks very much, guys, for joining us here at the Convention Centre. This conference, organised by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, gets underway in just a few minutes' time, and it will continue until tomorrow evening, assessing the risks to food safety and how to boost the food supply in a sustainable way is what it's all about. For now, though, it's goodbye from the Convention Centre, and back to you in studio.